Glad we got a good big podium, huh? Okay, good morning. We had a spectacular week here in Houston. With the game last night, I can't think of a better way to finish out the week. The event itself overall, all the events, were just extraordinarily well received here, and I think globally. The game itself obviously speaks for itself. It was a historical night, obviously, with our first overtime Super Bowl, the largest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl, just an incredible performance on the field last night. But we also want to talk about the performance off the field. These types of events, when you have these many people coming together, it's difficult to do. And it's difficult to do it with the kind of talent and expertise that you saw. And that's a tribute to the people here of Houston. The people up on the stage, in particular, starting with the mayor, the Texans, the host committee, Rick and Sally. I said earlier in the week, I don't believe that you could have a team of people that were better prepared, more excited, more enthusiastic, and frankly, could have done a better job. It was just an extraordinary effort. And they set a new bar. We like to say that every year, but they really did. They set a new bar for this event, and we thank them. That's the most important thing. The people of Houston, we thank you. You were extraordinary in every level. I mentioned it earlier. The police here in Houston did an extraordinary job also, and we're just so grateful for everybody for the incredible work that they did. And I hope everybody felt the sense of pride that I did in this community, and they have every reason to feel that. Today, we're going to take a few minutes to pass the baton or pass the football. I want to start by introducing Rick Campo. I mentioned him earlier, but Rick led the effort here for the host committee and really did a terrific job all the way through. So, Rick, to you and your team, to all the volunteers, thank you very much. Come on up.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. You know, we started this journey a little over 3.5 years ago, and the idea and the goal we had was to bring the community together and showcase Houston and its incredible people. And I got to tell you, football, the reason it really, really resonates with our community and I think across the globe is that it brings people together. It really does. It doesn't matter what political persuasion you have or what socioeconomic group you're in, you can talk football. And the game yesterday clearly is going to be talked about for a long, long time by a lot of different people. And to me, that's what's so incredible about being able to bring the game to Houston. The idea behind the game, too, is you'll hear Jamie talk about this in a minute because he always does, and it's about creating memorable experiences. And in order to have a memorable experience, it has to be over because you can't think about it, right? And guess what? It's over. Now, we had a watchword or watch phrase that was going on during our entire preparation for the Super Bowl, and it was, "We got this." And that was our attitude, our spirit in Houston, that we solve every little problem no matter what. We get along. We're the most diverse city in America. It's fun and affordable. And if you can dream it, you can do it. And we got this. And now we can say, we did this. And we're happy to be finished. And we're happy to have our friends from Minnesota starting their journey for the next year. And I know they will get this and get that done, too. I want to thank a few people to start with. Mayor Turner. I mean, great, Mayor. Thank you. And in football, it is a team sport. And in preparing a community, it is a team sport, and you need a great leader like our mayor, Sylvester Turner. We need our city council behind it. We need all the city departments, and they did a great job doing that. We also had a great partner in Judge Ed Emmett and the county commissioners where the game was played at NRG Stadium. I want to thank them. Also, our traffic plan worked just great with Karen Patton and Metro. We really appreciate that, their support. And without our sponsors, our vice chairman, and our lead executives, we wouldn't be able to fund it or be able to organize it. And so we really appreciate all their help and work. And how about those 10,000 volunteers? I mean, wow. And all those volunteers, they had smiles on their faces. They knew exactly what was going on. And when you start with great raw material, which are people from Houston that are welcoming and friendly, you get what we had with the volunteers. We really appreciate them. The host committee staff, I mean, awesome execution, just great, tireless effort to get things done. Sally, what a team leader. I mean, just amazing. And when you get down to it, it's all about people caring about their community, caring about the people that are with them, and trying to improve people's lives one experience at a time. And I think we did that in Houston, especially for the 1.3 million people that came down to Discovery Green and went to the NFL experience with the Super Bowl Live presented by Verizon. And when you can get that many people into one space, which was complicated, to create an incredible experience about why Houston is a great place to live, work, and play, you have had success. So at the end of the day, we're going to pass the baton to Minnesota. One last thing, though, I have to thank Bob McNair and Jamie Roots. Without Bob McNair's steadfast negotiating skills and cajoling and doing all the things that he needed to do to get the game here, we wouldn't have it without Bob. So, Bob, thank you for the gift that Houston received in the Super Bowl with Super Bowl 51. Minnesota, good luck. It'll be awesome. Have fun and get lots of sleep before the 2 weeks before the game. Thanks.
My name is Jamie Roots, and I'm president with the Houston Texans. What a great game. What a great weekend, right? And on behalf of the McNair family and the Houston Texans organization, it's my great privilege to extend a few thank yous of my own and our own to the National Football League, to our 31 partners in this amazing enterprise, to Roger Goodell and the entire league staff. Thank you for entrusting us with our crown jewel celebration. It was our singular purpose to validate the faith, the trust that you had in us, and I hope we succeeded. To our great mayor, Mayor Sylvester Turner, who has proven over the past year there's no greater champion for Houston than Mayor Sylvester Turner. Thank you for your leadership. And, of course, I also have to say a shout-out to Judge Ed Emmett and the county commissioners. They are our landlord at NRG Stadium. Thank you for allowing it. And it is an outstanding building, and I think it showed well last night. So thank you to them. To Rick Campo and Sally Sargent, the entirety of our Houston Super Bowl host committee, thank you for your vision, your passion, your energy that made Super Bowl 51 so exceptional for all of you who came into our town. To the 10,000 volunteers that did such an exceptional job welcoming over 140,000 out-of-town visitors, you showed them that everything really is bigger and better in Houston, Texas. And most importantly, to my 6.6 million neighbors that call themselves Houstonians, thank you for being our outstanding teammate throughout this entire process. This past weekend, you helped Houston take its rightful seat at the table of great global cities. And when I think about Houston, there are three things that come to mind. Houston's the most diverse city in America. Diversity in terms of our people, our culture, our cuisine, arts, entertainment, sports. Most diverse city in America, and nothing brings us together like the game of football. Houston's a fun city, And that fun is available to everyone. If you want to do it, you can find it in Houston, Texas. And Houston has an amazing can-do spirit. And there's no better example of that than Super Bowl 51. If you can dream it, you can do it in Houston, Texas. And if you felt a warm sense of Southern hospitality while you were down with us in Houston this past weekend, it's because that spirit of friendship lives and breathes in the hearts of Houstonians every day. The word Texas comes from a Spanish word, Tejas. Tejas comes from an Indian word that literally means friendship. And when I think about the lasting legacies of Super Bowl 51, Super Bowl Live was great. That game last night might have been the best football game ever. But the real lasting legacy is the friendships that we've made with all of you. We hope you had a good time. We hope you'll come back often. And we hope you'll tell your friends about the next great global city, Houston, Texas. Thank you.
What an incredible 10 days in this city. Let me start off as the mayor of the city of Houston. Let me thank Rick and Sally for just doing an exceptional team effort on behalf of the entire city of Houston, the county, the region. I can't think of anything more they could have done and done it better than they did do. So on behalf of all of Houston, Rick, Sally, let me extend my thank you to the two of you. You were simply exceptional. And that includes the entire organization, the host committee, Houston First, all of them. Of course, I want to thank Bob and Janice McNair. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I certainly want to thank Jamie. I want to thank the entire Texas organization. The Texans have always made us proud. They still make us proud. And even though the Texans were not in the Super Bowl, they allowed the city of Houston to have a Super Bowl experience. And they are always Super Bowl champions, whether they're on the field or not. So I want to thank the Houston Texans organization for just an outstanding job. Commissioner, let me thank you and the NFL. The NFL always brings a great deal to any city. The city of Houston wanted to be value added. We wanted to also bring a lot to the NFL, and I believe the city of Houston did. I want to thank all of the law enforcement personnel. The Houston Police Department, the police officers, all of the partners that work with them, the firefighters, the municipal workers, the volunteers. I want to thank all of them for their outstanding job. Anytime you get compliments from those who are protesting and they text and say, Mayor, we were protesters, but thank the police were so kind and so nice, and they were smiling and very, very helpful, then I know we have done something right. We did not want a strong police presence, but we wanted you to be safe. And I want to thank the police officers, the firefighters, the municipal workers who worked overtime and extra to make this event happen. Special events, Susan, for your organization and planning. All of the city departments, all of the organizations, again, like the 10,000 volunteers. And I want to give a special thanks to the people in the city of Houston. Oftentimes when big events come, people who live in the city say, well, let's get out of town. In this particular event, for this particular Super Bowl, Houstonians didn't leave town. They stayed in town. They participated. And, Commissioner, they participated so much that I believe they will love the opportunity to do it again. One thing about Houston, we set our own bar, and we always like exceeding our bar. We do dream big. And we do make big things happen. We said a year ago that we would take you to space. And at the same time, we will allow you to travel all around the globe on any given day in this city. I am so proud of this city. I am so proud of every Houstonian. I'm even proud of the fact that we hosted the Super Bowl in some very sensitive times when people were marching and protesting in our city, but they did it in a very respectful, civil, and peaceful fashion. I am very proud of that. And I'm very proud of the fact that even some of them called and said, Mayor, we're going to stand up for what we believe, but we do not want to rain on Houston's parade. And so I'm very proud of the spirit that exists within this city. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you to the NFL for coming to our city. I hope that before I leave as mayor, that I'll have, let me just put my own plug in, I hope that I'll have the opportunity to be the mayor and host you again. I'm not going to be here forever, but let me assure you that this is a great city with a great sense of pride, and what a better way to end the 10 days than an outstanding, extraordinary game last night in the city of Houston. And so, Minnesota, I wish you all the very best. Let me tell you, it is a tremendous experience. I know you will enjoy it. I think any city would love to have the NFL. I'm envious of the fact that you're going to get it next year. I would have hoped for it to come back again next year, but be that as it may, wish you the very best. Godspeed, and enjoy the football game and Super Bowl.
I guess that goes down as no harm in asking, right? So, but no, Mayor, and everybody on my left here, from the mayor to the Texans, to the host committee, to Bob McNair, who's not here, Bob and Janice, who really had the vision, the dream to say, we want to bring the Super Bowl back to Houston and really demonstrate the wonderful things that are happening in this community. It would not have happened without Bob's leadership. And so we thank all of you for the incredible job that you did. But I always enjoy this morning because you see the smiles over here. And over here, they got wide eyes, and I'm not so sure that, because they've seen this now for the last 10 days, what an extraordinary effort it takes. But I think they are going to benefit from the experience they just saw. But this is an incredible group representing Minnesota to my right. They are well-organized, well-oiled machine, and I know they're going to do a fantastic job for us and even raise that bar higher next year. So we're thrilled to have the Minnesota group here. Mark Wolf, I think, is going to lead the way. Is that correct, Mark? Maureen's going to lead the way. All right. You want to take the photo first?
So if we can get our group over here, Commissioner, right in the center.
You want both groups or just?
Yeah, both groups.
I'm sorry. So Maureen Bosch, who is leading the effort for Minnesota, we wish you all the best. This will be wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Well, Houston, you set a phenomenal example, and we had the best time, and you are marvelous, and Peter and Mr. Goodell, you have done an amazing job here, and welcome to the North. We're going north. So bring your parkas, and we will welcome you as warmly as you could possibly imagine. Our celebration is throughout Minnesota. This is the Minnesota Super Bowl. It's not just one city. It's the entire state. And we're going to spend the next 52 weeks, and we are Super Bowl 52, so that 52 is a big number in Minnesota. So we're starting this week helping you get to know Minnesota with, and we will share each week wonderful things about Minnesota, our assets. And most importantly, we will start our 52 weeks of giving on Wednesday. And with the help of the NFL and all of our partners in the community, we will give out 52 grants to places in Minnesota that need help. So, again, you will love our beautiful, bold stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. It's waiting for you. So, And we couldn't be more thrilled to welcome you to Minnesota. And none of this would be possible without the wonderful Wilf family. And I'd like to introduce Mark Wilf to say a few words about Minnesota and the team.
Thank you, Maureen. Good morning, everyone. And we are appreciative, Maureen, of your leadership of the Minnesota Super Bowl team. And on behalf of the Minnesota Vikings and the Wilf family, we are very excited to be on the clock to host Super Bowl 52. Securing the Super Bowl in Minnesota and delivering a spectacular celebration is extremely important to the Vikings organization and our ownership. And as an integral part of the Minnesota Super Bowl team, the Vikings worked hard with the commissioner and NFL owners to gain their support to bring the NFL's showcase event to Minnesota. And ever since Super Bowl 52 was awarded, we have had our sleeves rolled up and have been working hard with the Minnesota Super Bowl host committee. Minnesota has outstanding hospitality infrastructure. We have great hotels, restaurants, and event venues. We have outstanding business and community leadership, but perhaps the crowning jewel of Minnesota's bid is the incredible U.S. Bank Stadium, the finest stadium in the NFL and in the world. Many of Minnesota's leaders who are leading the charge on Super Bowl 52 are the very same leaders who were part of the incredible team effort that produced U.S. Bank Stadium. The strong team we've assembled has made tremendous progress over the last 2 years, but there's still so much work to be done to match the tremendous showing that the NFL experienced this week in Houston. To Bob McNair, the McNair family, Jamie, the Houston Texans organization, the host committee, mayor, to all of you, thanks for all your great hospitality and for setting the bar high for all of us. Thank you. I want to acknowledge and thank our co-chairs, Marilyn Carlson Nelson, Doug Baker, and Richard Davis. These are three of the most dynamic business and community leaders in the country. I want to thank all the Minnesota companies and sponsors of the Vikings and the host committee. These partners are invested in making this a great celebration. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges, and St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman, and the other elected officials who are part of our team. Maureen Bosch, Dave Hasselman, and the entire Minnesota Super Bowl host committee staff. The Vikings are so thrilled to be part of Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota. We're excited to help bring the world's premier sporting event to the bold north. And we look forward to the opportunity to showcase Minnesota, the Vikings, and U.S. Bank Stadium. 1 year from now, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington, and the entire state of Minnesota will represent extremely well on the world stage. And the Vikings are so proud to be a part of the team. Minnesota will be a great host on February 4th, 2018. Thanks again to our team here in Houston, and thank you to those back in Minnesota who are working hard to make this historic event happen. I want to welcome now to the podium our good friend, the CEO of U.S. Bank and co-chair of the Minnesota Super Bowl Host Committee, Richard Davis.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you to Houston for this remarkable event, and to Sally and Rick particularly for hosting us so wonderfully. And you've been helping us along the way, and we will continue to pay that forward. I want to thank the NFL and Commissioner for allowing us this privilege of being the host city in 2018. We're very proud to take this mantle and to toss the ball to Minnesota. And as you heard earlier, we're one of the four franchises in the NFL that is not a city. We're actually the state of Minnesota. And we are the bold north, and we want you to come forward and see this story and understand what's happening in this wonderful place called Minnesota. We hosted the 26th game now 25 years ago, and we look forward to doing it again in Super Bowl 52 in February. The opportunity to showcase Minnesota for us is a chance to bring the whole state into the process. And so starting today, we are beginning our 52 weeks of celebration. And we're moving it all around the state to make sure that all Minnesotans have a chance to tell their story. This legacy program we've created is something we'd like to highlight as well. We're going to focus our time and attention on the safety and well-being of young athletes. We're going to spend a lot of energy working on all those who touch them and inform them along their way, from health, well-being, concussion-free activities, and making sure that they're healthy and that they're good sports and that they love what they do and that they become great citizens. Our legacy to the NFL and to this process will be to our youth and something we're looking forward to showcasing. So we picked the bold north because, well, there's that one part of the country we don't talk a lot about. You got the east, the west, the south. You need the north. And we are bold in the North. You got to be bold. So I want you to picture this. Okay, picture this. It's a nice, beautiful winter morning in Minnesota. The sun is rising in the east. It's starting to come into the higher part of the sky, and you can see the Mississippi River between St. Paul and Minneapolis. And you can look down as the day ages and see the Minnesotans doing what they do best. You can see ice skating on rinks. You can see cross-country skiing. You can see backyard hockey games. And you can see bonfires on frozen lakes. You can see people walking around in very cold temperatures, even without coats, because that's what we do. You see, this is the bold North. We want to showcase this winter wonderland for you. It'll be just the opposite of this wonderful experience here in the South. It's going to be a very urban game. Our stadium is right in the middle of the city. We have activities that will be very exciting for people to participate in all those 10 days leading up to the game. But we're starting today. The clock begins on the 52 weeks. And so I want you to be looking forward to another experience. The warmth that you had and felt here in Houston will now travel north and give you a warmth from the inside out, no matter what the temperature is. And by the way, the temperature in the stadium will be 72 degrees on February 4th, 2018. So with great pride, we are taking this ball. We take this ball from Houston with great pride and with great opportunity to make you proud as well. We take this on behalf of the NFL, this wonderful franchise, this opportunity to showcase it. And we take it on behalf of the Will family, who brought this wonderful organization to this Twin Cities and to the state of Minnesota many years ago and invested in us to make this a remarkable franchise with a story to tell. And so I want to tell you how we're going to do it. We're bringing the ball north. We're taking it from you. And we thought we'd hand it around the state to show everyone around Minnesota, to show just a little piece, a little peek at what will be in the bold north. So roll video, if you will.
Okay, Minnesota, now you're on the clock.
I know you fall in love with red, but get purple into your new palette, because that's what we're going to be talking about. It's very poignant that Bud Grant is our honorary chair for these games, and Bud Grant's birthday was the very day that we were awarded this wonderful recognition a couple of years ago with the owners at the Atlanta owners game. And so we want to celebrate him and bring him into the story as we talk about the great Minnesota North. So as we speak today, we have 35 countdown clocks all around the cities. breaking down the number of days until the big day on February 4th of next year. And tonight we're turning on all the northern lights on all the buildings and all the bridges around the state of Minnesota. And those lights are going to warm you from the inside out as you join us in the Bold North 1 year from today. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bold North. We're excited to host you. We're delighted to follow in the great footsteps of this wonderful community called Houston and bring it forward. We are the Bold North, and we're looking forward to hosting you. Thank you very much.
Okay, to make this official then, let me thank one more time the city of Houston, the leadership, the people of Houston. We couldn't be more grateful. You were just simply extraordinary, and we thank you. To the people of Minnesota, and we look forward to being at U.S. Bank Stadium next February 4th. This is going to be a terrific event also, and we are just very excited about it. If you don't mind that, we're going to get a couple of days of sleep before we think about it. But this is the first Super Bowl 52 ball, and so to make this official, you are on the clock, Minnesota, and we are going to allow you, Mayor, I think, to toss it over to Minnesota. I know you.